Hey, guess what?
What?
Madonna is the one who has announced that she is going to direct and co-write a new Universal film described as the untold true story of Madonna.
Don't cry, really? Don't cry for me, Madonna.
Maybe that'll be the title. Well, it doesn't have a title yet, so she needs a title.
Well, I hope it has some Bay City highlights.
Well, that's my question.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I mean, if this is her life story.
Yeah.
It has
the film
to include,
crew here.
Yeah.
I forget. What was the documentary she did back in the early 90s? It was really big. It was all filmed in black and white. Truth or Dare. Did she come back to Bay City for that? I forget. I did watch that. I can't remember if she did. I remember when she performed in Detroit, she met up with some old friends. Childhood friends, but maybe that was the closest to Bay City she got.
Well, she had a grandmother who has since passed, but I think she might have been up to visit her grandmother at some point in time.
I think you're right, yes.
Yeah. Also made that famous stop at St. Lawrence Brothers, her favorite candy store.
Well, I guess we'll find out. And if anyone has a memory of that, what you're talking about, Pat, they'll have to let us know. Remember that we couldn't remember Bay City Rollers being here, but our listeners certainly told us that they were here.
Of course. Yeah.
Well, Madonna That's says true. That she wants to convey the incredible journey that her life has taken on as an artist, a musician, a dancer, a human being trying to make her way in this world. Again, it's still untitled, and she does say the focus is going to be her music.
Yeah.
She says, music has kept me going, and art has kept me alive. There are so many untold and inspiring stories.
Keep me out of it.
Not that art.
She says, it's essential to share the roller coaster ride of my life with my voice and my vision. And again, she is going to help to direct and co-write. So again, if you want a true story told about your life, I suppose the best way to do that is to do it yourself.
Well, it has been quite a life for her. It really has.
Is.
I mean,
yeah,
it
right.
has.
Well, it has, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
You know, from her days, most notably in the Detroit area, at Rochester Adams High School, I think, doing cheerleading and things like that.
Mm-hmm. University of Michigan.
And then she ended up, in New York with just a few dollars in her pocket. Mm-hmm. Yep. And lo and behold.
Yeah, she was able to get one hit song for that. That kind of went around the club circuit. And then when I think her real big hit, Charlie, you might want to correct me, was it Borderline?
Borderline, yep.
Yeah. I remember when that video came out, and who knew that this young lady named Madonna would become the superstar for, 40 years, right? For the next 40 years.
The record she has set.
About that long. She's around 60 now.
And reinvented herself numerous times, musically as well as also in her appearance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was the one that made underwear, outerwear. Yeah. Remember those days?
She did. Yeah, she reinvented herself many times and became influential to artists in the future.
Yeah, I mean,
future generations. No doubt about it.
Madonna, if you're listening, we'll help you write your story.
Yeah.
We will. We.
You may not like the ending, but we'll help you write it.
Well, hopefully, perhaps the ending, the capper would be. Now here's our opportunity, Dave.
Okay.
To show up in Bay City and have her plaque in the park.
Yes, the Waterfall Park.
If any Edson Taylor can be there.
I've said they ought to take that empty restaurant that's right there next to it and turn it into a museum, but no takers yet.
Well, maybe at some point she will be honored.
Pop Music Hall of Fame or something, or the Madonna Museum.
Hey, now there's a catchy name for it.
Yeah. Right, there you go.
Maybe she could fund her own museum. I'm sure people would wonder, how are we going to pay for this?
I think we should give her enough space to equal the amount of time she spent promoting Bay City.
There you go.
Well, she got a lot of bad raps over that and misinterpretation of what was said. And a former mayor who has since passed didn't help things too much.
Yeah. Every issues.
I'll say this, as a sports and movie fan, she gained my respect back in 1992 when she filmed A League of Their Own. Madonna, yes. not And now, Madonna's an athlete, no doubt about it, because she's a dancer and a great dancer, but not a baseball player. However, when I learned what she did, all the training that she went through swing the bat, to slide, because all the sliding scenes are her. She said, I'm doing this. So I give her credit for that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah, she got the bumps and bruises and everything to show for it. Yeah.
I don't think anybody takes away from her acting ability or music ability, dancing ability.
Yeah.
No, not at all. She's had her ups and downs, as you
of
said.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's had her ups and downs, but that's been brought on primarily by her. So,
at some point in the future, by the way, and there is no release date on this, it's just that has been announced. So,
maybe one thing I haven't heard much about, her daughter was going to go to the University of Michigan, and if in fact she did, we sure haven't heard much about it.
No.
It's been low-key, kept out of the news or whatever, if she's still going there.
What was her name? Lotus? I forget.
No, Lourdes.
Lourdes.
Yeah.
Close.
And Restwell, and her son and other things, too, that she's got as well. So, it's 848 on WSGW. Some love for Madonna.
She still has relatives here that live in the Banks area in Bay City.
Come up here again and visit.
Family around, sure.
And we could work as her publicist, apparently.
Yeah.
We've done a good job here.
Well, we need to talk to people in Bay City who still haven't put up a sign that says Birthplace of Madonna.